What if you could predict your future? Does this seem too good to be true? It can be done. All it takes is using your mind to give thought to how you want your future to look. What is it that you want to see? How do you want to be? And how do you want your life to go? These questions can be answered by you. This isn't about manifesting, it is about creating. If you want to be healthier, speak to your future healthy self and tell her, what are you doing today to help her be healthier? You want to be happier? What is it that you can tell your future self you are doing today to create a feeling of being happy? Thinner, richer, more of something, or less of anything at all? Dear future self, here's what I am doing today to support you. In this podcast, Dear Future Self, based on the book by the same name, author Susan Axelrod, the confidence coach, interviews women who understand the benefit of speaking out what they want for their lives. Why is this important? Because speaking to your future self supports you here and now. What would you say to your future self?
Dear future self, I rested yesterday to recover from getting some vaccines. Hello, friends. I'm Susan Axelrod, the confidence coach. Welcome to this episode of my Dear Future Self podcast. When I say that you can, in fact, create your future, I really mean it. Yesterday, I needed to rest. And because I'm very tuned in, because I wrote the book, Dear Future Self, because I have the podcast, Dear Future Self, and because this is a living thesis for me, not just an academic exercise, I knew that my future self, even just my future self from this upcoming week, would benefit from my resting yesterday. Resting is hard for me. It feels to me like I'm doing nothing. But when I have a conversation with my future self, it makes it easier to do better and be better. I'm delighted to have you with us today, and I want to welcome and say hello to today's guest, my old friend, Lily Devineaux. Hi, Lily.
Hello, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Lily, I'm so happy to have you. To my friends listening and watching today, Lily is a healer, a medium, an academic, and a truly stellar person who has had a life experience no one would wish for. Lily, I'm happy to have you here today. Let's try to figure out how long have we known each other? I think it's been 5 or 6 years now.
5 or 6, yes.
Yeah, maybe even a little bit more. And in that time, I've watched you go from a young person, you're still young to me, but work through maturity, work through systems, work through life experience, work through so many things that you've had to break through. I'm happy to give you this opportunity today to think about your future self. But before we go to that place, I want to ask you, what was it that made you say yes when you were given the opportunity to be on a podcast called Dear Future Self?
Reading your book was so inspirational, and it really was a mindset shift for me. So a brand new way to tap into my power in a whole new way. And I absolutely love it. And since then, I started implementing this, and it has just been life-changing. So thank you.
Well, full reveal, friends. Lily didn't just read my book, she edited my book. My gosh, Lily, I had forgotten about that for a minute. At some point when Lily and I were chatting, I was working on this book and I must have said something about editing, and she said, "Oh, well, you know, I'm an editor." I said, "You're an editor too?" And she said, "I'd be happy to read the book." And I've learned that my future self benefits by saying yes sometimes when someone offers something. So thank you for reminding me of that very special role you played in the publication of this book, Lily. So you said that reading the book was a mindset shift for you, and it helped you tap into a power. Tell me about that a little bit. What was the power that came from this mindset shift, thinking about your future self?
The mindset shift was that it is all within me, so I don't need to look outside of me, and I can embody that.
I mean, Lily, you know, in my early days of anxiety and then some depression in my mid to late 30s and into my early 40s, I really didn't know these things until I began to really have a conversation with myself at that time and ask myself this question that I call my seminal two-part soul question, which is, who do you want to be and how do you want to be? And, you know, do I want to be this? Am I okay being this, or am I okay being like this? And that was the time that I began to understand about the mindset transformation that could happen when we understand that we're in control of our thoughts. So I love that you said that to me. I really, really appreciate that. And then you used the word embody. What does that mean to you, that you could embody it?
That means taking it out of the realm of thought and implementing it into my daily life.
Mm. Implementing into your daily life and the mind-body journey for me also has been more than 20 years now. And I use the word integration. Mm-hmm. I use the word integration. You use the word implement or implementation. But I will say that having known you for these many years now, I've seen how you integrate, you know, new thoughts, new understandings, begin to craft a new belief system. And how has that gone for you? How has that worked out for you?
Yes, it's been such a beautiful journey. And the more that I do integrate these just really powerful ideas and understanding that that connection to my higher self is always there, and all I have to do is ask, it really cuts away the pain. It cuts away so much of the time that I would otherwise be spent spinning. And so it's just made my life so much more enjoyable in every aspect.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, the connection to the higher self is there. When I was getting into this work, I used to hear phrases like higher self or even the word consciousness. And I really, even to tell you the truth, the word present or being present, I really, honestly, it sounds crazy, but I didn't know what that meant. I just didn't. It was not, you know, I went all the way through college, but that kind of thing was never taught, you know, in my sphere until I really broke down a bit myself, right? I broke down a bit myself. And then through my strength or conviction of wanting to rise, you know, to feel better, to rise, I began to like break through to understand what the higher self is. So you are a healer, a medium, you work in the world of energy. And I wonder if you could just help people understand for a moment, because I personally have seen you, I've experienced it in many ways, and I've personally seen you really integrate the higher self into your life and work. Can you just talk for a minute about, what does this mean, higher self?
Absolutely. So being so spiritually gifted and connected from such a young age, I always felt this presence. I've always felt this energy. I could stand next to somebody and know exactly how they were feeling, even sometimes what they were thinking. And it was so much easier for me to understand that in others than myself. And so when I flipped that around and really started to investigate, that's when my journey of understanding the higher self really came into fruition. So understanding that we are all connected through energy, that we are all one energetic field, it really has allowed me to see myself in a more powerful way, as well as see others, those who challenge me, those who inspire me, those who uplift me, in that light as well.
I love this, easier to understand others than myself. And then, of course, it's like easier to analyze others than myself. It's easier to criticize others than, you know, it's easier to judge others than myself. And I love what we're learning here about the power of going in. In the end, what you're saying is that going in and connecting to your higher self. Sometimes the word higher and deeper are like the same, right? You know, higher self or deepness really is the only way to progress, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Lily, you are an outspoken person about child sexual abuse. And I wonder if for a minute you would just speak to this, since you have an opportunity here. I've learned from you how important it is to give voice in support of others and the world.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes. So surviving child sexual abuse, it had an impact on me physically, emotionally, spiritually. I actually developed rheumatoid arthritis at the age of 7, and I would come to find decades later that this was because of, it was my body's way of trying to deal with that pain and that abuse. And so the doctors told me that I would have that arthritis for the rest of my life. And then I started to learn about the mind-body-spirit connection and bringing in this energetic peace and how the power of healing is within each of us as well. And so I started to flood myself with love and speaking to my higher self, though I didn't know that's what I was doing at the time. And through that, I was able to heal from rheumatoid arthritis. And I'm very passionate about speaking out against child sexual abuse. Of course, we'll never know the real numbers, just the nature of the shame and the guilt and the hiding. And also, some people don't realize until much later in life that they've experienced it. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have estimated that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will have had this experience in their lifetime. And that impacts the way that they feel about themselves, whether or not they feel safe in the world, the energy that they're putting out, and what they're attracting into their lives. So it's so important to be with that and to work through that and to overcome things that, you know, other people have placed in our lives. And it's up to us what we do with it.
You know, Lily, I have learned so much from you in this area. I remember when we first met, and you are a professional speaker on this topic. You're an impassioned speaker on this topic. You're an impassioned advocate. And I learned, I remember the first time you said it out loud, I'm like, what's happening here? She's talking about child sexual abuse, you know, like out loud. And I've really never forgotten that moment. And that's why I wanted to bring it up today, especially in the context of this Dear Future Self conversation. I want to invite people to pay attention to what Lily just shared with us. And the 1 in 4 number, the 1 in 6 number. Lily, if someone is a regular working professional in a job, how might this reality affect them
in their work life? Great, Great question. Thank you. So when somebody has experienced this, often they don't feel safe in their own bodies. And so they will try to manipulate their environment in order to feel safe. And because they are primarily living in those lower levels of energy, the shame, the guilt, the blame, that comes out in their work relationships, that comes out in whether they're willing to be seen, to step up for that promotion, even whether they're able to show up for work at all. So there have been times in my life where I was so overwhelmed that I could not work. And I really had to dig deep and to work through that.
I mean, if people knew what an incredible, brilliant person you were and the work that you've been involved in, and the fact that you're getting a PhD, and, you know, there's so much about you that's incredible. We'll certainly put a bio in the show notes here. This is, again, something that I've learned from you. And so I really wanted to bring this up today. You have shared with me that you want to speak to corporations, to businesses, and to help them to understand this is the reality of their workers. Mm-hmm. If the numbers that are reported are 1 in 4 for girls and 1 in 6 for boys, you started out by saying that numbers are exceedingly underreported. Mm-hmm. And in my own work as a coach for women, I have learned deeply, profoundly, how much a girl might suffer even from just leering, even from just lewd leering, never mind being groped and touched and molested and abused. And so this is such an important point of order for anyone in their personal lives or in their business lives, especially if people are managers, leaders, executives, business owners, to understand. And so to join your team, I envision for you the time that you are going to be speaking to large teams of, you know, corporate employees on this topic. So Lily, thank you so much for sharing that and for being willing to have this conversation. I want to move for a moment to the question of the future self. If you had an opportunity to speak to your future self, what would you say to her?
Well, thank you for asking that. And as you know, I'm also a writer. And so I did take the opportunity to write a letter to my dear future self that I would love to share.
Great. Thank you.
Dear future self, thank you, thank you, thank you for loving me, for always being my lighthouse of love and inspiration. When I experienced sexual abuse, you were there. When I was homeless, you were there. And when I decided to step into the power and glory of who I am, you are always there. I've had several near-death experiences, and I felt your strength, your embrace, your comfort, and your power. Thank you for motivating me to accept, to integrate, and to be proud of the many parts of me. There were times when I mistreated you, doubted you, and rejected you, and yet you stood in compassion and understanding, fully believing and knowing that we would overcome. Thank you for your patience. To show my appreciation and my faith, I've put down and sailed away from the dangerous habits I used to use as a way to cope: cutting myself, anorexia, dangerous drinking, and embodying a vibration that I was not worthy, which attracted harmful relationships and situations into my life. Now I stand in, I am curious and excited about my sacred self. I surround myself with life-giving instead of life-compromising, from the people I surround myself with to my daily habits and stepping into and embodying my purpose. I say yes to my worthiness, yes to love, yes to joy and wonder and peace. I do this for us and for all those we continue to impact. You are my angel, and I no longer hold back my desire to fly. With deepest gratitude and awe, I remain yours, Lily.
Oh my gosh. For those who are listening to this podcast and not watching, I have my hands on my heart and I just had to take a pause for a moment. Wow. Inevitably, in most podcast conversations that I have on the different podcasts that I offer, I always say to the listener or viewer, replay this. Go get a pad and pen or your journal and replay this and listen to it deeply. You know, what I just felt there so strongly was your creation of the mother, as if the mature future self, of whom I am, you know, your older self, the mature future self coming back and really putting her arms around the younger self. Of course, you know, my third book is called Dear Younger Self. And so I love this idea of what you just wove. I felt like there was a weaving of this younger self with the future self and coming back and going forward again. And that really is the magic of this. I cannot say how magical and miraculous it is to understand the thesis of the Dear Younger Self conversation, but also and especially the Dear Future Self. When you, it was almost like this, you know, coming in from both ends to now. And that's really what I think the point of order here is, like, coming from before, coming from ahead to now. Because as you started out by saying, when you talked about tapping into the power and the mindset shift, you talked about embodying. And really in the end, again, in the world of consciousness, this is well known, but for anyone who's listening, who's not in that world, doesn't know about this yet, I want to say that worrying about the future or perseverating on the past is the harmful thing, but rather understanding that all of these experiences come together in this mindful way to support us now is where the power and strength is. So thank you so much for that beautiful letter, Lily. We're going to also post that in the show notes. And I want to ask you, why don't you tell us what you're working on now?
So right now I'm working on getting my PhD, and I'm very excited because that work really does integrate the science and the spirituality, and it focuses on healing. And I've seen and witnessed and had the absolute pleasure of seeing this play out in so many people's lives. And so I'm really excited to be kind of bringing that message into academia. And I'm also coaching, doing a spiritual coaching and the public speaking that you mentioned before. And I'm using my mediumship to offer readings for folks. And I've just found that to be so empowering and so healing, and really an opportunity for release and rejuvenation and reconnection to spirit.
Well, friends, I have experienced all of these things working with Lily, and I'm here to say she's the real deal. And that's why I'm so delighted to have you here today and to give voice to what it is that you're doing, to offer a platform upon which you can stand. You can come back whenever you want and have more conversations. When you write your own book or whatever publication you're going to put together, we'll have you on my book show. I want to say that because you're so much younger than I am, even though you're also a colleague, I want to say I'm proud of you. Also, I've learned from you. I've learned from you how to break through the torturous and work through the impossible and achieve greatness if we understand greatness to be now. As you know, Lily, the ability to stand in this moment and have a calm breath, a clear mind, and a conscious soul, that really to me is the end game for greatness. As you also know, having all the money in the world, having access to money and so on and so forth, success, as somebody else might define it, does not necessarily lead to the calm state of being that we're in now. And in order to go forward in the impact space that is absolutely intended for you, it was necessary for you to experience these things, for you to break through these things, for you to grow spiritually, mindfully, also mentally and intellectually through your PhD work, where, by the way, you're also going to be growing so many people in academia when they start, you know, hearing about your dissertation work. And that brings us, you know, to this moment. I'm absolutely delighted to speak with you. I want to wish you the very, very best and really just encourage you to keep connecting with your future self, because honestly, we all need you to do that. If you suffer, your soul shrinks down momentarily or periodically to the place that fear brings us, you have the tools to rise back up and remember what it is that you're intended to do. And of course, you know, I'll be here with you on that journey.
Yes, thank you so very much. And thank you for the endless hours of connecting with me and helping me to connect to my higher self and my future self and my former self. And thank you for instilling such a confidence and such a worthiness in me through the work that we have done and continue to do together.
It's such a pleasure and an honor. How can people get in touch with you? Where can they find you for your healing or mediumship work?
They can find me at flowinhealing.com. And I'm also on Facebook at Lily Devineaux and on LinkedIn.
Great. All right, my friend. Thank you so much. And I will see you soon. Take good care.
You.